On to our next story, Nan. This is really an incredible and inspirational story. In August 2019, a young man named Patrick Atherton was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, an aggressive, incurable cancer that claims many lives. Many people are fighting hard every day to beat the odds, and Patrick Atherton is one of those people. He was just 34 when he was diagnosed. Overnight, his life as he knew it changed forever. In his own words, he says, "I took the biggest breath, put on my body armor, and went to war with my own body. I had to fight a war with strength I never knew I had, a war that I had no idea how to fight, and a war that I never knew how long would last. It would be the most valiant fight of my life, one that would continue my whole life." As a result of his diagnosis, prognosis, and brain damage, he was told that he would never be able to work again, meaning that he had to step down as managing director of Blue Sky Publications, a business he co-owned and ran for most of his life. Pat explored many treatments, traditional and alternative, but the most life-saving treatment out there was volunteering for Project Playground, an NGO in Langa and Guguletu townships in the Western Cape. Pat started volunteering in July 2020, initially teaching digital skills and meditation. He also recently started a running club, which runs every Friday afternoon from Langa. This running club has tripled in size over the past month and is now empowering over 840 vulnerable children from areas outside of Cape Town. Enough about him now. Let's talk to the man. Patrick, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. You've been on quite the ride. How are you currently with regards to your health?
I'm good, thanks. And you, Amy? Thanks for having me on the show. It's been a, I wouldn't say easy journey, but at the moment, I think with a cancer diagnosis, one either sees it as a death sentence or a new opportunity at life. So I live every day to the fullest. And obviously we've experienced the hardships of COVID over the last 18 months, well, year or so as well. But from my side, just focusing on prayer, meditation, and just looking after my body has really just put me in the best shape of my life, both spiritually, physically, and mentally. Obviously, there's the down moments, but with volunteer work and just giving back to society, I've just I find it key to ensuring I live for a lot longer than the doctors think I will.
I think it's remarkable not only that you're in such good emotional health, but that you're in such amazing physical health. Tell us about how you find the will and the motivation to train for Ironman, of all things.
Yeah, so to be honest, it all started through my treatments, actually. I would go to, instead of racing like my oncologist recommended, I decided to, because if I sat and rested, my mind would go into some dark places. So I've always enjoyed exercise, and I just was going to sweat 1,000 pretty much every day. And then, I just started enjoying that. And then I'd go for cold ocean swims afterwards, and then, start my treatments. But and that just got me into, loving the physical body and just exploring new, new avenues of my life. And so I just started, I think I joined triathlon like in August last year, and then I just got into it and started cycling and running. And obviously I did the race to Stanford 2 weekends ago, and I did for my first one, I believe, incredibly well. So I'm super choked, but I'm running faster than I ever have, cycling faster, swimming, it's amazing when one has the mindset and the belief. We've got these incredible machines, our bodies, that we just never realize the full potential, and using it now to help raise money for this incredible organization where I volunteer at Project Playground. It makes me happy, put it that way.
It's just remarkable. I mean, the you're not only participating in triathlons, you are nailing them. Your times are absolutely incredible. And now it's on to the full Ironman. And tell us a bit about the cause that you're doing the full Ironman for. Who are you hoping to raise funds for?
Well, I haven't joined the full. So the full, there's no entries at the moment. But my plan is to do the full one next year. But The one that I'm raising money for now is the Durban 70.3 on the 6th of June. So you can, if you want, and if you don't feel obliged, but you can, the link is Ironman for the kids. So Ironman for the numeral for the kids. And then just search for my name, Patrick Atherton. But yeah, so it's only the half distance.
Okay.
But the plan is to do the full one next year. But I will do this Durban one now and then the one in East London in October. So those are the half distances. And then the full, it will be next year. Well, that's my aim anyway.
And then is that money that you're hoping to raise going to go to Project Playground?
Well, at the moment, it's for so Ironman for Kids. Actually, they've got a number of beneficiaries, but I'm in talks with them to redirect the funds to Project Playground, because I actually started a Backer Buddy page last month before I did the race to Stanford. And yeah, so I started raising money there. So both pages are active, so you can go search on Backer Buddy. But yeah, either way, it's like the funds will hopefully go to mostly Project Playground, but that hasn't been confirmed yet. But either way, it's going to help children that need it, eh?
Jeez, it's just amazing, Patrick. So if you just want to quickly remind our listeners how they can pledge their support for you if they would like to.
Okay, cool. So the first one is hero.ironmanforthekids.co.za, and you can just search for Patrick Atherton. And then Backer Buddy is and the project you can search for is Pat's Project Playground. I'll share the links with, and maybe you can share it with your viewers on Twitter and wherever the other social media pages are.
We'll do that, Patrick. We will put this interview as a podcast up onto our website, hopefully on our Facebook page, and share all the fundraising details there. You keep fighting the good fight. You are amazing and such an inspiration.
Thanks, Amy. I appreciate the time and the opportunity to speak to your listeners.
All the best, Patrick. Thanks. That's Patrick Atherton on the line, the young man who's fighting brain cancer as well as trying to raise funds for needy children in and around Cape Town.